Israel into my Goyim a little bit. I'll tell us the Gemara in Gomes, the reason for the Simcha of Lag BaOmer in Halacha, because of 24,000 Talmidim. The Gemara in Sarve says that 12,000 Zugos, 12,000 pairs of Talmidim, Hoyle Rabbi Kiva, the Kulan Mesu, the Pesach, the Yad Troy Sachar, they all died. Between Pesach and Pesach Chag, Shiloh, why did the Pasuk tell Lag BaOmer, and then they stopped dying? All the Talmidim, 24,000, the verse says, and the Gemara says that the world was shomeh, the world was desolate, the Torah from everything. I'm just going to imagine what desolate means. Just look around right now. Anyways, that desolate, it was desolate, there was nothing going on. Until 5, 6 now.
What?
No. We're going to get to...
Yeah,
early this morning.
6 o'clock.
Beautiful. So, so it was 24,000 Talmidim we had, and they were Rebbe Kiva. They all were nifted. That was a penalty to Gazara, but the world was shaman in Russia because it was shaman from Torah. There was no Torah in the world. They went to the five Talmidim in the Doraim to put them Torah. As I'll say, that why would they nifta? I've always the Psar, the Shalonogu Kovoid Zelazah. The penalty to Gazara. Shalonogu Kovoid Zelazah. They weren't careful to honor each other. Why does it deserve Misa? So they weren't honored, they didn't honor each other. Say that. A certain type of chesaron. The tzura. But not showing honor zel azeh. The echitesi. That deserves that they should wipe out the whole generation. So one mahalach, I think they said it could be in from my memory. I remember such a mahalach that some say that the emes was a chesaron not just in kovi of before. That's just a chesaron kovi chaver. It was a chesaron kovi that Torah. And the pshat was because there's an Indian that when you learn something, Gemara Bava Metzia, Lamed Gimel says that if you learn even one thing from a Chavrusa, even one thing, it's Om Rebbe. So Meila, each one body would learn from each other, so the Allah is a Rebbe, you have to stand up for it. So the Noah covered those there, was a certain cover that Torah, they didn't, and the Pshat was, they didn't treat the Torah, the Pshat was, you should understand it. Because one word of Torah is still learning, because every word is chashuv. Every word of Torah is chashuv. Hell, you know, machshuv that? See, not machshuv Torah alay. So, you should learn how Kovah said, what's just the chasarim ben Allah Chavei, we got to say, the chasarim in the chashivas of Torah. Ubefrat, that the Rebbe was Rebbe Akiva. The Gemara says, soif soita, you should make Rebbe Akiva, what's the Kovah Torah, Kovah that Torah, she had Dorish, kol tog, vitog. Says the Gemara, Rebbe Torah, Rashi says, Rebbe Torah is called Tog V'Tog. Rebbe Kiva's whole stood for the only in of what Torah called that Torah. Rebbe Torah is the Tag of the Torah, little crowns. Rebbe Torah is called Tog V'Tog. And nothing's for waste. And we're not Mechavet, so even if you teach you a little bit, shows that you're not Mechavet the Torah. There's a Mehla, Shaz B'Zoyin HaTorah, that itself deserves. Of a Lema'isa, the other mahalach we could say, so the Zelt says also that the Torah is not just a book of knowledge. It's not just a book of ideas. Torah is supposed to develop the person's personality. It's supposed to change the way you are. In my, I'm reading about Rav Moshe Feinstein. I always say in the last week, Rav Moshe Feinstein and The meisim that we they write about him, lo yomki yisufa, there's such a godel in Torah, such a godel in Torah. And yet, there's been all of Chaveiro, how he treated every single person, how he gave honor and covet. It was Reuben Feinstein remembers the story. There's another mice, just remember, there's a mice that Reb Moshe, a lady once was waiting online to see Reb Moshe, and she asked the Gabbai, can I get to see Reb Moshe? She says, what do you need? She says, the Moshe is very busy now. She says, I need him to read me a letter. She says, you need him to read you a letter, lady, get lost. What are you crazy? He's the girl at the door. He's the Gabbai saying, not Reb Moshe. But he said, what are you going to bother reading a letter? So she said, what do you mean? The last 20 years, he's been reading these letters in Russian for me. She didn't know how to read Russian. My sister used to write. She used to go to her Moshe Feinstein, the girl at the door. And she goes, for 20 years of us, we don't have time to say, well, good morning to a guy in the morning. Moshe Feinstein had time to read a letter. I don't know whether it was once a week, once a month, whatever, but for 20 years, the lady would come to him, he would read the letter in Russian translator. Wasn't there Shtigal Torah, wasn't there? He had time for that. Unbelievable, but see the Limiki is super. And Reb Moshe Feinstein was everybody's covered, even the littlest kid, the littlest child would come to ask him a question. He was so careful. He once was in a car. And he was sitting in the back, and it was a little bit squished over there. And one of the kids was yelled out, you know, I'm being squished, you know. So when Moshe got out of the car, he thanked the driver and said in the back, I'm sorry for squishing you in the back. It wasn't his fault. They had put a few kids in the back, whatever, wherever he wanted, Moshe was traveling in the back. Just every single person, and Moshe once had a problem with his leg, and his leg was a little bit infected, and it was hard for him to walk. So the kid says he was driven home from a thing, and the person in the car was very late, so he didn't want him to wait so long. So he went out of the car, and he went out with the guy in the back, took him out, and Lamaise and Moshe's apartment building, there were odd and even elevators. Moshe lived on an odd, uneven floor. And the even floor elevator wasn't ready to go, wasn't ready, but the odd came up. So Moshe got into the elevator, told the guy to go back to the driver, he has to get home, it's late, whatever, he has to go to his wife, whatever it is. And the mice, he went up the stairs, he walked down that five stairs with a very infected leg, so that the guy should have to wait for him. The famous story that one person once closed the door on Moshe's fingers. And Moshe held it in the whole time, didn't say one word. Someone asked him, why don't you stay out? When he screamed out, he said, how could I do to this person's COVID? To honor, this person did me a favor and took me in the car. Oh, he slammed the door on Moshe's fingers. Moshe knew how to be my person. Another mice they said that they spilled off his Gemara. They just put a whole Agvacha was in the office waiting for him. Moshe stepped out for a second, but actually tipped over the ink Moshe used to write with these pens that dipped in ink, and a nice bit of blue ink went all over Moshe's new Schlesinger shots. So Moshe came in and he said, wow, blue is my favorite color. So happy. So the guy said, okay, let's maybe do some more. No. The kid said, but that was the mice of Moshe, how he was so careful, but everybody's covered, that no one's covered should be, when a person's covered, that's fake. So they said, So I just sort of David Feinstein said, unbelievable before, he said, my father probably learned this Musas from Kum Sis Yisharin and Shari Chubi. He probably learned these. Do I know? Yes or no? I never saw him Mamish learning them, but probably went through them. But he said, the Moshe became an Adam Sholein in Midas from the Torah. But he said, everything that he learned, he incorporated into his being. Now when he learned the Sugi that talked about that Amiroim were careful, that Tanoim, and these sugis of Ben Al-Khabir, that's all throughout Shas. It just wasn't just the story, it wasn't just the idea, incorporated into his being. And that's the Metzias of Torah, but is a male of he's there, we can understand. So he said, my father, Bam, has never learned in the Musa yeshivas. But he was a Bam, the biggest Baal Musa. He was a Bam, the biggest Baal Midas, because the Torah imparts that knowledge, imparts that chokhmah to a person. And a person who is humble in Torah, a person who works hard in Torah, and takes it in, he becomes a changed person. Then we said over many times in the Sil Shoshana. The Meila, the Sil Shoshana says over the Gufa that a person who learns Torah and works in Torah and doesn't change to the ideals and the things that the Torah preaches, and raise Uchil Hashem, because people say that's Torah, that's what Torah is about, is a Meila, it could be the Fizan, now we can understand, Chil Hashem, Ein Lachuva. Chil Hashem is one of the greatest aveiros. Ein Lachuva El Misa. It could be Lefizan, maybe that's the Pshach, and no Nogu Kovat Zelazer. And these were great Talmidim. They were great Talmidim, and even more so we could say. They were Talmidim of whom? Rabbi Akiva, whose famous Klal was, Zet Klal, Golub Atoira. They were half dollar. Everybody could sing it together with the honor on the next day. Then 2 minutes later, he's fighting with the guy. Very nice. Half dollar. Very nice. And 2 minutes later, the guy's, you know, arguing with the guy and not knowing. After the Chachamayim was Rabbi Kiva, as you saw. So the pshat was that was Rabbi Kiva was preaching. That was the Torah of Rabbi Kiva and his yeshiva. It wasn't that mitzvah, so it's not called as there. The Vahavtarech wasn't at Spitz. Reis Uchil as Hashem. And therefore, but you can take even deeper, that Rabbi Kiva's Torah was, Vahavtarech Gomorrah was Rabbi Kiva's Torah. The Torah said, what was the Chesh of Rabbi Kiva? The Chalav God of a Torah. Rabbi Kiva was Mechadish, that incorporates all of Torah in it. It's not just Benom Lamokam, as the Gemara says, the Zillow says. Benom Lachavayra, Zuklau Goro Batayra. It's also Benom Lamokai. In our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that God? And if we're not knowing what comes on is there, it's also going to take effect in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that was Torah, Rabbi Akiva. And the Yisoy of Torah, his Torah has to be passed down. It's a Mesoyra. And if it's not going to be passed down, we're going to lose it. So Pshat has no Torah, something that has to be given over Mitzvah. Rabbi Kiva's Torah, his Chela, his Yisoy, was V'haftarech, V'kamoicha. And there's going to be a Chesaron in that, that means his Chela is not going to be passed down. So if they're going to be not in all of the Zelazel, Pshat is that the Torah of Rabbi Kiva, which he big was being Malamed, besides the Chela Hashem Shabbat, that through learning the Torah, we should have come out with that Yisoy, but the Mitzvah, the Rekiva was passing down with this Mahalach of Torah V'Avtalech HaKamoichah. If that wasn't going to be kept, so it was going to be a break in the chain of Torah. A break in the chain of the Torah causes Misa. Where do we see that? So Chayash Ulevus is Pshat. At the Gemara in Tzamach Gimel. You also had it in Brachas of Boisat. Where do we have it in Brachas? Daf. Lamed Aleph on Mitbeis, I think. The Gemara says, call a person who is a person who is Moira Halacha Bifnei Rabbi. Moshe Shmuel was Moira Halacha Bifnei Rabbi. That's what he wanted to kill. The Shalnaza, his Palolti, Eli wanted to kill him. Eli wanted to kill him. Moira Halacha with the Maestro of the Shechitah with the Kihanim. He said, Shechitah is Kshash Vizar. Anybody remember such a Gemara? For the Maisa, no one remembers. His members of the Gemara was maybe Erevin. The kids we learned the last month. And the Gemara says over there that Shmuel's Moira, the most Moira Allah, the name Rabbi, is Chayiv Misa, is the Gemara. Track of Chayiv Shulevitz and the Shmuz. Famous Shmuz from Chayiv Shulevitz. Why is it famous? We now know it. It's famous. Famous Shmuz Chayiv Shulevitz. Why is the Moira Allah of the name Rabbi? Guy passes the Allah of the name Rabbi. Why is the Chayiv Misa? Zakab Chash Mulevus Pshat. The place says Zakab Chash Mulevus Pshat. Moira Allah of the name Rabbi is the Chisorin. The Yesek of Alde Akasha. The Gemara Eber is Mashmah. That was a mice with a ball. And the Rebbe, Pshat is the Rebbe body wants to be Moira. Let him be Moira. What the Chiyot doesn't help. says of Chaim that the Yisoy Moira Elach, which is Chaim Misa, because it's a break in the chain of the Messiah. This Yisoy, a Messiah that we have Moira Elach of the Rabbah, a Messiah is given from Talmud, Rabbah, Talmud. There's a Talmud, there's a Rabbah, and a Talmud, and the Torah is given. If the Talmud steps above his boundary where he's supposed to go, he's Moira Elach of the Rabbah, so he breaks the chain of the Messiah. It's a break in the chain of the Messiah, it's the destruction of Torah. It's not just an Aveira, it's the destruction of Torah. Torah cannot continue. There has to be a passing down of Messiah with Rabbi the Talmud. If the Talmud breaks into the boundary of the Rav, it's Moira Eloch, it's Chayavisa, and there's no Mechila on it because he's destroyed now the Messiah. So if we could use the Bar that Yisrael, so it could be that's the Pshat. Then the Kiva was the Messiah, was even down his Messiah of his Torah, what was his Chelik of Torah? Vahavdolecha Kamo, it's a Chal Gola Batorah. It's the Kiva's Vahar. If the Talmud are not going to take this down, and they're not going to not only take it down as know the void, but to practice it, that should be the living Torah. You're starting in the Messiah. Starting the Messiah. Chayvito. You know, that's the Hezbollah of Boisat. And we have to deal with that. That's part of this week's parasha also. That we have the parasha of Erechim, the poison of the Blin said, why is the parasha of Erechim? That's the Torahcha. To realize that no matter what Madrega that we can be stooped to, after the Torahcha, a Yid always has an Erech. There's an Erech to a Yid. We have a value. Each person has a value. Each one of the Madrigasot. We have to realize that. And we have to take, that's how we are the Chabad and Mentor by side. Everybody has a certain value. Everybody has a certain Chashivas. You're a Yid, you already have Chashivas. And by Yidin, you have to know how to be, especially if another Yid, you learn, everybody in some of the base measure, learn something for someone else. The Chasson is covered at Torah. We're not mechabed the mensch. We might not stand up. We're not knowing that way today. Don't stand up. Stand with someone teach you. You're going for a rabbi. But the mice at least to give cover to another person. We're learning things from others. We're gaining from others. We're the same yeshiva together. The yeshiva, it represents a mokum from Torah, and a mokum of Torah has to represent the chashivas of what the Torah preaches, and the Torah preaches covered ha'odom. Cover that Torah to look at another person, to treat another person with respect. That's what Torah says about that. Every person should talk to another person with respect. The person asks you something, the person talks to you, you answer with respect. A person, you know, that's the surah of what Torah wants from us. The Torah teaches us to respect. The Moshe Feinstein with the Godelship of the Doyler about that. Lord, come to Moshe. He can respect and honor even little children about that. Every little child and every little person, and every little brother, whoever they were, whether they were deranged, or whether the Moshe gave them time, he listened to them, he gave them, he mechabed them, because that's what the Torah dictates. That's what Shlomo Freifeld said. This that he went and read a letter every year for 20 years, he read the letter, not because my Moshe was a nice guy. Oh, Moshe Feinstein, very nice man. He did everything that the Torah told him to do. He lived by the Torah. And the Torah says, the Moedig of all, he said, I'm ending over here. So the guy in this building of Zev Feierstein, and he was a Talmud of Moshe, and he lived on the third floor. And he used to have guests, especially the Shulachim, to come to his house. Page 79. So anyway, so Zev Feierstein used to have, so he wanted to move to the fifth floor. He lived in the same building of Moshe, the same type of, one of the you know, very, very tall buildings in FDR Drive. Anyway, so my Moshe, I think, lived on 404, 495. No, officially, I in the back, second page of the Moshe. But anyway, Lemaisa, so the kids, he lived over there in these high apartment buildings, and he wanted to move to the fifth floor, from the second floor, I think it was. They came to Moshe with a Shaila. That's the fifth floor, it's a bigger building. It's a bigger building. It's a higher floor. But at the end of the day, it's a bigger apartment, three bedrooms. My family's getting bigger. On one hand, I want to move, but the guy came to see me in the town from Moshe. At the end of the day, the Mishulachim, they didn't have Chabas elevators with the Hefshir from the Nagelvasa Rebbe's cousin from Yugoslavia. So he came something like the Hefshir. You can go on up and down. I'm not saying some of them do have good Hefshir, we have to know. Anyway, the Maisa, you know. So the Maisa, so he allowed to move. His family. So Moshe says you're allowed to move. But Moshe told him, you should know that what you should do is that you should, when you're going up the steps and have to go a little bit longer, just get them involved in discussion. And he said, don't think that's bittul Torah, like, because in giving somebody else of your time, that's not bittul Torah. Giving up your time to give somebody some honor, respect, to show somebody some kindness, is not such a Moshe bittul Torah. Moshe did so many stories of how that's different shmuz or about that. Well, the Maisa, somebody better get the Rabbi Yankov bookstore so I can get more money. But anyway, the Maisa, the story that Rambam is about say, Nogu Kolim Zelazeh, it's Chayiv Misa Chas Hashom. It's because that's not the Tzura, how the Torah is supposed to be passed down from generation to generation. It's not the Mesoira. Our Mesoira is Torah, and they're Chayiv together, about say. Our Mesoira is that more greater you've got in Torah, the same level of treating another human being goes up. As you grow in Torah, your level of has to improve. But if not, the biggest chol Hashem to Torah, or the pshat is not growing in Torah. If you're not growing in midas, you're not growing in Torah, or you're learning a different safe, and not our Torah. Maybe it's the New Testament, not the Old Testament. If you learn our Torah, you have to change. You have to become a better mensch. We know of the covets that was there. That we are talking loy the covets that was there. That's the schus to be zecha to toyo. First, each echo of the lame echo, zecha on Shuas night with double toyo.